Every year, local restaurants and businesses rent out their venues to those hosting events, most of them including food and drink, during the Sundance Film Festival. What that means is that each of those venues must receive an inspection from the county health department. Environmental Director Phil Bondurant says much like the city's building department ensures that the venues are safe for the expected occupancy, his department makes sure that the food and drink are safe as well.
Much like a traditional restaurant, brick and mortar, there's a responsibility to ensure the food that's served at these venues is compliant with state and federal regulations, and that we're securing a high level of sanitation and food safety at each of these events, including where drinks are served as well. That falls into the realm of the FDA food code, just like it would in any other bar in Park City.
Because Sundance is considered a temporary event, it eases the restrictions of requiring that everyone touching or serving food to have a state-issued food handler's permit.
The way the temporary events are set up, and that's what this is considered as a temporary event, is that there needs to be one individual, typically a manager or supervisor, that has that food handler's card or ServSafe certification. In a temporary event, there's the expectation that they'll be supervising and overseeing the operations. So not like a traditional restaurant where everybody has to have one. We just see a few of them in there. So we do go through and check to make sure that that's done. That's part of the early permitting process that we're really promoting this year, is to get in early, get those permits applied for so that we can make sure that each of these venues are successful and that the interaction with the health department is only as minimal as needed.
Bondurant says his staff will be visiting the Main Street venues next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to ensure that permits have been issued and are compliant. If warranted, he says they have the authority to close down a venue. The deadline to apply for a permit is this Friday at 5 o'clock.
The reason for that is it allows us to get a full list of what we are expecting as inspectors, but also provide each of these permit holders with the right information that they need to be successful. So if they come on board and they start showing up next week, we can send inspectors out preemptively to say, okay, we need to make sure you have the following items so that you can be successful during your inspection in the upcoming Sundance event.
He says they've already approved 55 permits, but know there are more and will be working this weekend to ensure that everyone complies. He says it's up to the person who is providing the food to make sure that they have the permit. It's not the property owner or tenant lessee's responsibility.
Company is coming in and renting out space from the brick and mortar leaseholder, then they need to come in and get a permit. There's not a transition where an existing food permit in an establishment carries over to a new venue, because it's new staff, new food preparation, new events going on inside. So we need to make sure that while we know our brick and mortars are good and compliant, the new staff coming in or the new people coming in from out of state are compliant as well.
He says they haven't had a problem with foodborne illness issues in the past, but they want to avoid the problems as seen in the Salt Lake Valley this week, with concerns about a convenience store employee with hepatitis A exposing thousands of others.
Nothing that's an event that would constitute a public health emergency, but that's the reason we're out there, is we want to make sure that we don't get to that level. We've seen some of the recent articles from down in Salt Lake and how quickly hepatitis A and these type of things can spread from food handlers. And that's the main focus of the Environmental Health Department, is to get out and do these inspections so that that tag is not associated with Sundance Film Festival moving forward.
That's Summit County Environmental Health Director Phil Bondurant. He added that you can receive a vaccine against hepatitis A. For more information, summitcountyhealth.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.